Start of the Torah in Northwest London, Wednesday, 12th of October, 13th of Tishri, first day Chol Hamoed, Rabbi Avraham Hetzer Shlita. The subject, Rabbi Avraham.
Tuzi just said, Al Tistakel Bekankan.
This week's Torah was sponsored by Family Moss on the 13th Yahrzeit of our dear friend and participant, Mr. Yossel Moss, the Nishmas Rabbi Yosef, Ben Abav Rom, Zechron de Rochel. The Yahrzeit will be on Simchas Torah.
Good morning. So anyone who went to their local aluminium shop on or dealer before Yom Tov would have seen a gewaltige limud schuss for ganz klal Yisrael. If you see the prices of esroigim these days, it's marvel al ha'ayin, it's mind-boggling. Even in such a day and age of cost of living crisis, etc., but klal Yisrael are mahadim and mitzvahs, they're prepared to spend such high sums when it comes to dalet minim. And it certainly it comes from the fact that Torah HaKadosh calls the Esed Gepriyetz Hodo, it has to be beautiful. But the truth is, like you all know, that Hidur Mitzvah isn't really unique and exclusive to Dalet Minim. Hidur Mitzvah is true by all mitzvahs, like we'll see in the Gemara, all mitzvahs we should do not just to tick the box, but rather we do it in Ofen HaMahuda, in a beautiful way, in a way which Meshabech Rebbein Hashem, not just the bare minimum, but rather we want to do it in an Ofen of Hidur Mitzvah. What I want to speak about today is, Be'ez Hashem, that yes, certainly when it comes to Esrog, we should try and have a nice Esrog. Certainly when it comes to other mitzvahs, we should try and do the mitzvahs nicely. But the question is there any of Hidur Mitzvah at all to have a fancy Esrog Kushka, a silver Esrog box? Does that also go into the din of Hidur Mitzvah or not? So a little bit of basics, a little bit of background. The Gemara says, Gemara in a couple of places, we'll quote a Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Lamed Gimel. The Gemara is dashling a posuk in the Shira Sayam, where Klal Yisrael passed through the Yamsuf, and they sang Shira Zekeli Vanveyu. This is my God, Vanveyu, and I will glorify him. What does it mean, I will glorify him? So the Bais brings a couple of different opinions, and one of them is as follows: Zekeli Vanveyu, Hisnoye Lefonav B'mitzvahs. I'll be Meshabeach, I'll beautify the Ribono Shel Olam, I'll beautify myself in front of the Ribono Shel Olam B'mitzvahs by doing the mitzvahs in a beautiful oifen. It seems it's a drosha, Zekeli Vanveyu, it's a machlekes Rishonim, if it's actually a drosha d'oraisa, or if it's only a drabon, it's nasmachta, nafkamina ledina, because the Gemara clears whether, what's the shear, how much you should spend extra to be mahadin the mitzvah. And the Gemara says, hidah mitzvah at shlish. And the Gemara clears, hidah shlish melegav or shlish meleba, how exactly do you work out the shlish? And the Gemara leaves it by a teiku, it's a sofik. Says, yeah, so it'll be nafkamina if it's a sofik d'oraisa or sofik drabon. Al Gabonim and Machlek is Rishonim whether it's Torah or Rabbanim, but there's a din of Hidur Mitzvah. Says the Gemara, what are the examples? It's not Lefon of a Mitzvah. So I say Lefon of, you should make in front of the Rabbanim Shulalim Sukkah Noah, a beautiful Sukkah, Lulav Noah, a beautiful Lulav, Shofar Noah, Tzitzis Noah, Sefer Torah Noah, make a Sukkah, a nice Sukkah, a nice Lulav, a nice Shofar, a nice Tzitzis, a nice Sefer Torah. And then the Braisa goes on to be mefarat exactly how to make a nice sefer Torah with a kosav b'lishmoi b'diyoy noy with beautiful ink b'kulmis noy b'lav l'uman b'koyche b'shiroi noy, in which Be'ez Hashem will see. All these examples, which the Brice is mefarat, which the Brice explains, are the chetza of the mitzvah. Sukkah is a chetza of the mitzvah. The sukkah itself is the chetza of the mitzvah. I go into the sukkah, I sit in the sukkah, so I can understand to make the sukkah beautiful. How do you make the sukkah beautiful? The Gemara says in sukkah, Daf Yud, how to make a sukkah beautiful? Sichecha, where's the Gemara? Sichel bikramim, the Gemara, the Brisa says, Sichel kilchasa v'itra bikramim nusadidan matziyah, and you put up nice sheets, nice decorations. So all these are hidden in the mitzvah sukkah. Now I can understand, because it's a hidden in the chefza shel mitzvah. The sukkah is actually the chefza shel mitzvah. The next one in the Brisa, lulav noeh. So that's self-explanatory. The lulav and the esrog are the chafetz of the mitzvah. How do you do it nicely? Well, besides forgetting one which is mehuda, the Gemara says in Sukkah, Anshi Yerushalayim hayu oigdim es lulavim b'gimon yishelzav, that besides for binding the lulav with min b'minoi, with lulav leaves, they also used to bind the b'gimon yishelzav with golden strings. Why? Because that was a hidden mitzvah. Again, even though mitzvahs igud halulav is not mamash achelik of the mitzvahs, but al kaponim, since the lulav is the chefzah shel mitzvah, so I want to beautify the chefzah shel mitzvah, I want to beautify the lulav. So besides for getting one which isn't just to tick the box, one which is kosher, I want to get one which is nice, which is mehuda, which has no machleksin, and also I'll be ma'agadit. Like the Andrew Shlaim, ma'agadit be gemon yishelzav. So again, that's something about being mahadah. The Chefzah Shel Mitzvah. Shefa Noi, Tzitzis Noi, all these things are the Chefzah Shel Mitzvah. Sefer Torah Noi, Sefer Torah also is a Chefzah Shel Mitzvah.
How do you make the Shefa pretty? How do you
How do you make the Shefa pretty? Well, we'll see. The Brisa talks about, are you allowed to put a gold on? So obviously not B'mokam HaPeh because it's a Chatzitza. Oh, but there are different ways you can make Shefa, and more than that, you can have a Shefa which is got a little crack in it, even if it doesn't passel it. So even if it's kosher, it ticks the boxes, but perhaps it's not mehuda. But that's all in the Chefzah Shel Mitzvah. So everyone can understand that we don't have any raya from the Brisa that you should have a nice esrog pushka, a nice esrog box. Because that, although it stores the Chefzah Shel Mitzvah, it's not the Chefzah Shel Mitzvah itself. Lo motzinu, that there's a din hidur mitzvah in something which is holds the mitzvah. The same shaila will be, should you have a nice silver megillah case? Or should you have perhaps a nice mezuzah holder? All these things, avadi should have a nice mezuzah, not just one which ticks the box, but rather one which is written nicely. Sefer Yirei Shamayim, etc. Of all these things, be it an esrog pushka, be it a mezuzah holder, be it a megillah holder, are all things which only store the chefetz shel mitzvah. So me'echem motzinu, there's such a thing as din hidur mitzvah. It's interesting, because the Brisa carries on, when it talks about Sefer Torah, it says, Sefer Torah Noe, Bedioi Noe, you should use nice ink, Bekulmus Noe, with a nice quill. Now what does it mean, a nice quill? The kulmus, the quill which you write the Sefer Torah, is not the Chefzah Shel Mitzvah. It's one of the accessories to the Sefer Torah. It's something which you need in order to write the Sefer Torah. Oh, but that's not the Chefzah Shel Mitzvah. The kulmus is if not a Chefzah Shel Mitzvah. So, why do you mean you should, why do you need a kulmus Noe? Perhaps we've got a raya from Kulmus Noe that even an accessory to the mitzvah should also be mehuda. Is the Binyan Shloima says klar, like you want to suggest, that Kulmus Noe means that the ksiva which comes out afterwards is a higher quality, better quality ksiva. Because he says if it wouldn't make a difference to the ksiva, then mechatesa, I need a Kulmus Noe. And he brings a raya. He says, it says Kulmus Noe, and the next one is Lav Lo Umun. You should have the scribe, the sofer. Lav lo uman. What does it mean, lav lo uman? He looks nicer, he's more handsome. Obviously, it means that his ksav is a better ksav. That this lav lo uman, he's an expert, that his ksav is a better ksav. And therefore, it's a hidden in the Sefer Torah. Similarly, says the Binyan Shlomo, when it says kul masnoi, it means that there's a hidden in the Sefer Torah because the ksav is going to come out as a better ksav. So, according to that, we definitely don't have a raya. The Maisa, Shlomo Gansfried, in his Sefer, Keses HaSefer, he writes like this, Hakul Mesnoe, Af al pi shela'acha she'osa bo malachto, eino nikeres klal b'ksav. Yeah? It's a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Shlomo Gansfried. He says, klal, that when it says, Kul Mesnoe, you won't see afterwards any difference in the ksav. The ksav is exactly the same ksav. Mikol mokim soch ledaktik shetei kul mesnoe. That's already a bigger chiddush. That's closer to the esrog box. He's saying that I should use a kulmus noe, even though it's not nikke in the ksav. Afal became, there's still a din of hidur mitzvah.
Could you not but, say that?
Oh, so it's pashut, like you're saying, that even that's not right, because although the Sefer Torah is the chefzah shel mitzvah, there's a mitzvah ksiva Sefer Torah, ata kisvu lachem. So the kulmus is the utensil, the keli, with which I'm making the mitzvah kisvu lachem. So avada. When I'm being mekayim the mitzvah with the kulmus, even though it's not the chefzah shel mitzvah, there's a din of a hidden mitzvah, the kulmus should be a kulmus now, even if you won't see different results at the end, it won't be a nice ksav. But certainly we don't have a raya for the esrog pushka, or the megillah case, or the mezuzah holder. carries on, the koichayin, you wrap the Sefer Torah b'shiroyin noyin, with a nice gartle, a nice mantle. Again, but that's poshut, since there's a din that you're not allowed to leave Sefer Torah on, you're not allowed to leave a Sefer Torah without a covering on. So this is an accessory to the Sefer Torah, which is a chelik of mitzvah Sefer Torah. Although it's not a chefetz shel mitzvah, it's an accessory which belongs together with the chefetz shel mitzvah. There's no din that you're not allowed to have an esrog without a pushka. No such din. Perhaps it's not advisable because it's going to become possible. Or it's likely to become possible. There's no din that an esrog has to have a pushka. There's no din that a mezuzah has to be in a mezuzah case. You're allowed to put it on the doorpost in the Tzuras HaPesach without a mezuzah case, etc. Similarly with a Megillah. So there it's not really a me'ikah din, it's not an accessory to the mitzvah. So certainly we don't have a riot from any of these gemaras, any of these examples, that there should be a din of zeh keli v'anveyu when it comes to our accessories like the esrog pushka, the Megillah case and the mezuzah case. Another time we find Zekeli, although it's not one of the examples mentioned in the Gemara, but the Gemara in Bracha says about the Asar Dvarim Nehmu B'Kosh Shal Bracha. A Kos, you've got a Becha which you want to use for Kiddush of Abdallah, and it says, one of the things you should do is, says the Gemara, Shtif V'Adocha, rinse it out. Why should you rinse it out? Is in Rav it says you should rinse out the Kos, it shouldn't be sticky, midin Zekeli V'Anveyu. Now again, the Kos is not a Cheftza Shal Mitzvah. And everyone understands that again, because it makes the kois nicer, b'shas bracha, it's not going to be sticky, it's clean. So again, it's not a chetzah shal mitzvah, but it's a chetzah of kois shal bracha, which I'm being mahada by washing it out. Oh, but there's a big jump, a big leap from there to our esrog pushka, which is b'chlal no shaychas to the mitzvah. The controversial one here is, which we jumped over, one of the examples, Sukkonoi, Lulubnoi, Shoifonoi, Tzitzisnoi, says you should have tzitzis. Now, to me, have a nice tzitzis of others, it didn't say Keli V'Anveyu. Famously, Rashi in Baba Kama, when he quotes the Brisa, Rashi adds in a couple of words. And Rashi says, Talisnoi, Tzitzisnoi. You have a Shtenisht in the Brisa, and the Brisa says tzitzis, nice tzitzis, doesn't say nice talis, a nice beget. Rashi adds in, besides having nice tzitzis, which means the chutin, you should also have a nice beget. The Pashtus is, that the mitzvah tzitzis, the chefta of the mitzvah is only the string, is only chutzit tzitzis. The beged is bechalal nishkin chefta of the mitzvah. Again, min haTorah, the mitzvah is that if someone has a beged, the dalet kanfos, then there's a mitzvah to put on tzitzis. Oh, but the beged isn't a beged shel mitzvah. The beged is not a chefet shel mitzvah. There's chutin, a chutin shel mitzvah. Is when the Gemara says tzitzis noy, it means the chutin should be nice. Oh, but Rashi at the Rosh Taka says talis noy. Oh, but he misses out tzitzis noy. So when he says talis, maybe he means tzitzis. Aber Rashi Baba Kama says both talis noy and tzitzis noy is mehechon matzino, that the talis is mamish no achefet shel mitzvah. It's just something that enables me to have the mitzvah. Aber hechon matzino, the Biskurah famously asked the question: if someone doesn't have a house, you pot him a mezuzah. No. So now that there's a din that you should make a mezuzah nice, maybe I should have a nice house. If Rashi says that I should have a nice tzitzis because the tzitzis holds the chutin, so the fact that Biskurah, so maybe I should have a nice house. And Mekorin Rashi to have a nice house. Poshik, could they to be mahad of the mezuzah? As I expect the mizgur of. Sorry? That's, yeah, we can extend it even further, yeah. Chaim Pinchas in his Sefer Mishmas Chaim, he's got a shtickle where he wants to be mazbir. What Rashi means is, even though the talis is not really our subject, but even though the talis is not a chevet shal mitzvah, it's the chutin that's a chevet shal mitzvah. Oh, but lemaisa, since I've got, everyone understands that once I've got the chutin on the talis, is the whole thing is kilo. The whole thing is the mitzvah. The talis and the tzitzis together is the mitzvah. Bimigodim says you're not allowed to use the talis, the beged of tashmish genai. Why not? A chevet shal mitzvah, I can't use tashmish genai. Oh, but the beggar is not a chevet shel mitzvah. Why can't I do a tashmish genai? When it's holding tzitzis, then the whole thing becomes a shtickel chevet shel mitzvah. No one's going to say when a house is a mezuzah, the whole house becomes a chevet shel mitzvah. That's what Chaim Pinchas Gang, what he wants to say. But I'll go upon him, Miskov's kasha is a good kasha. Doesn't even ask him, but as I fake the Miskov. Oh, I'll go upon him, in Rashi state, that even the talis, which pashtus is not a chevet shel mitzvah, should still be nice. Talis not, tzitzis not. Is efsha in Rashi, we've got a raya efsha, that even the accessories to the mitzvah should also be nice. It was I actually asked Kapushka as well. Now the Teretz is, Teretz is that Kosher Glover gone, the Eretz Tzvi, he brings a Kleok in Pashas Noach. The Kleok says by the story with Shem, Chom, and Yefes. When Shem and Yefes went to cover their father, the Pasuk says like this, Vayikach Shem and Yefes is a similar, Vayasim al Shem Shneim, and they covered Noach. Says Rashi, Lekach Zochu Bonov, that's why the children of Shem were Zeicha to Talish al Tzitzis. Because he covered Noach, they were Zeicha to Talish al Tzitzis. In fact, the Yireim, it's not true. The Gemara says that the Zechus that Avram said, Mechut Vat Soich Nal, they were Zeicha to the Chut of Tzitzis. Make up your mind, was it in the Zechus where Shem covered his father? Or was it in the Zechus that Avram said, Mechut Vat Soich Nal? Says the Kleok of Nish, like Osh Amidi. Why? Be Medayik the Loshon Rashi. In the Zechus that he covered him with a sheet, as a Simla, they were Zeicha le Talis Shel Tzitzis. That was the Beget. And in the Zechus where Avram said, Mechut Vat Soich Nal, they were Zeicha to the Chutin of Tzitzis. You see that both chalokim are chalik of the mitzvah, side the chutim and side the baget. What's takap shat? Says the kosher glover gone. He says b'shem chacham echad zeh amusa de mistaba. He says there's a big difference between bismaneinu tofshim pei gimel and the time of the gemara. In the time of the gemara, they anyway used to wear a baget shel dalet kamfus. Memela, that was anyway their clothing. And the Torah says putun chutin shel tzitzis. We, in our code of dress, we don't have a beged shel dalet kamfus. Mainly what we do is we put on a beged, especially, no one, if it wouldn't be a mitzvah tzitzis, no one would wear what we're calling tzitzis. Right? It's only because there's a mitzvah tzitzis that we put it on. It's mamela, bizmana tov, bizmana gemara, avad it was only the chutin that was the chefet shel mitzvah, because the talis they were wearing anyway. The goyim also wearing the talis, it was a normal item of clothing. Bizmanenu, and not only bizmanenu, already in the times of Rashi, they used to have a special beggar which they only wore l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. Memela, that's why Rashi added in talis noy. In the time of the Gemara in the Bais, it was taka only tzitzis noy, because the talis they're wearing anyway. Of bizmanenu, or bizman Rashi afilu, even the talis became a chefetz shel mitzvah because they only wore it, especially l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. But I'll go upon him. We certainly still don't have a raya, even for the Rashi, we don't have a raya that you should have a nice esek pushka. A few other rayas, which we'll cut out because of a lack of time, but the Gemara talks about the Mishnayos in Bikurim. Mishnayos in Bikurim, how they bought the Bikurim to Yerushalayim in baskets, and it says they used to bring it, Bekalzah Shel Zohar, in golden baskets. What's Epos? The baskets are not Chefet Shel Mitzvah. But even then, it's only holding the Mitzvah, the Mitzvah is Bikurim. But everyone here understands there's a big chiluk between the basket of the Bikurim and the Esek Pushka. Because there, although it was only accessory, it was only the holder to the Chefet Shel Mitzvah. It was the holder b'shas kiyum hamitzvah. While I was doing the mitzvah, it was holding the priya bikurim. So that I can understand. But something which holds the Chefet Shel Mitzvah b'shas kiyum hamitzvah, then certainly you should make it nice. And if that's true, we've got another teretz for talis as well. Even if you're going to say the Chefet Shel Mitzvah is only the tzitzis, not the talis, or but the talis holds the tzitzis b'shas kiyum hamitzvah. So Avada says Rashi, the talis should be nice. The esrog pushka only holds the Chefet Shel Mitzvah when you're not being Mekayim the Mitzvah. It's exclusively only Shaloi B'Shas Mitzvah. When you're being Mekayim the Mitzvah, no one holds the Esrog box. So, and this, the same thing with the Megillah case. Again, Mezuzah, Efshe is Leichter. Because the Mezuzah case is holding the Mezuzah, B'Shas Kiyum HaMitzvah. It's a Mitzvah under Mesheches. Aber, when it comes to a Megillah holder, it comes to an Esrog Pushka, which it only holds the Mitzvah, the Chefet Shel Mitzvah, Shaloi B'Shas Kiyum Mitzvah, Loi Motzinu Bechlal. And it's very mistaba that the mehecha teisa there should be the nivzei keli, something which posh storage shaloi bizman hamitzvah.
You got on the bikirim. You had also even the cow.
The shvoim, but that was again as they went up to Yerushalayim. The horns of the cow was specific of that was all part of the procession up to Yerushalayim. So that was a hidda mitzvah. Of here it's shaloi b'shas kiyum hamitzvah.
The procession was a chalik of the mitzvah.
Yeah, it was a other. So I thought I found. Again, that's adorning the Chefetz Shel Mitzvah. B'shas, it's a Chefetz Shel Mitzvah.
The crown you take off, you know what I'm saying? You take the Sefer Torah.
When I need to use the Sefer Torah, I take off the mantle of Shiroin as well. Right?
The mantle is there because you need to hold it. Does it mean you're not holding it? The crown's not holding it.
I hear that's mamish mahadah the Chefetz Shel Mitzvah. The in the Aron HaKodesh, it's not a Chefetz Shel Mitzvah. I thought I found an often araya. Now, even an esrik pushka should be silver. Or there's a hidden mitzvah to make it silver. Shteita zoi. The Mishnah in Sukkah Perek Dalet. Mitzvah Zarov HaKetzad. How did they do Mitzvah Zarov in the Beis HaMikdosh? Mokamayu L'mat Mishalayim Yodim. They went to Moitzah, they took the Aravas, they brought it to the Mizbeach, etc. They did Mitzvah Zarov. Says the Mishnah like this. K'maaseyu B'achroel, kach maaseyu B'Shabbos. The same thing, Mitzvah Zarov on Shabbos as well. Ela on Shabbos, they couldn't be Malakit, they couldn't cut the Aravas. So what do they do? Ela shoyu Malakti Moitzah Me'er Shabbos. They cut them on Erev Shabbos and had to store them from Erev Shabbos to Shabbos. Where did they put them? They stored them begigiyos shel zav in golden barrels. Kadesh lo yich moishu. Why golden barrels? What's up with golden barrels? Put them in wooden barrels. No, they're storing them in golden barrels, not b'shas kima mitzvah. It was poshut storage till nizman kima mitzvah, till tomorrow, till Shabbos. And Aval began state that they stored them in golden barrels. Is lechayra raya that there's a mile in golden and mehudadik pushka. Something which is poshut, no more than a kankan, an accessory, something which is holding the chavetz mitzvah till the zman kima mitzvah. You could be mad for the hits of dafkin beis hamikdash in anis b'makom hashiras.
What?
They could have other metals. It didn't have to be gold. I thought it's often a raya. I saw in Ma'aser Ikeach. In Ma'aser Ikeach says like this. Manich noisa begigish shel zav. I don't know if this is scientifically proven or not. Of Motsasi, B'Shem, you have to excuse me, this is so old, such an old print, it's illegible. Motsasi, B'Shem, B'Shmol, Ben something. Kisgulas, Herde Hakimisho, Eino Ela B'Klizov. It would only not wither in golden barrels. The reason why they put it in gold is posher to keep it fresh. Skulas, Herde Hakimisho, Eino Ela B'Klizov. Don't tell me it's Mishum Kovod, Mishum Hidda Mitzvah. Because listen to the Loshna Mishnah. Umanichi Moise Begigis Shel Zav, Kedei Shel Ayich Moishu. So he understands when he says Kedei Shel Ayich Moishu, that's going on the Zav as well. Kedei Shel Ayich Moishu is the reason why they put in Gigis Shel Zav. If he's correct, Ma'aser Ikeach, then the Chomish Ken Raya, from there, that there's Din Hidda Mitzvah. They put it in Gigis Shel Zav only because it kept them fresher. Oh, but even if he's right, and here started often a raya from a couple of Mishnayos later. That was talking about Arava. Fast forward to Mishnayos, then the Perek Yud, the Perek Dalet. Nisach HaMayim Ketzad, how did you do Nisach HaMayim? Slechish Shalzov, etc., etc., etc. It says the Baisa, K'maaseyu B'Achoyel, Kach Maaseyu B'Shabbos. The same thing, they would get the water, they would do Nisach HaMayim on Shabbos like they would do Nisach HaMayim on the weekday. What was the difference? Elo, Shoyim Memale, they would have to get the water from Erev Shabbos. Ela Shoyim Memale, Me Erev Shabbos, Chovis Shel Zov, She'ein Mukdeshes Min HaShiloyach. They filled up the water and they stored the water in Chovis Shel Zov. Now, Rovers, you can say that perhaps it doesn't wither so much in golden barrels. Or with storing water, I don't think makes a difference. Ways the water doesn't wither. And Afal Pikein states that there was a mile they kept in the Beis HaMikdash in Gigish Shel Zov, Shlecha Shel Zov. So that's the closest we've got to a raya, that even though it was only Shalai B'Shas Kima Mitzvah, yeah, when they needed the water for Nisach HaMayim, okay, they would take it out, it was only storing it till Afal Pikein, there seems to be Epsa Maila in the Gigish Shel Zav. Avad, it could be it was only in the Beis HaMikdash, Ein Ani Yismach
Mashiach. Did they pour the water from the silver jug?
Sorry?
Did they pour the water from the silver jug?
It was just a storage purpose.
Wait, how did they pour it?
They didn't use the same jugs for pouring. They took it out and transferred it.
What's the Lashon HaMishnah?
One is silver, one is gold.
No, it doesn't say. Bakoponim is Svara. Misvara, it's very, very hard to understand. Even if we've got a shtikla raya, to say that there's a din hidu mitzvah on a zach which only holds the mitzvah till the Shas Kima Mitzvah, that's Mahada the Mitzvah, is a Shver Ezach. It doesn't really seem to add up. I found another Shtikel Mekoy in Das Kedoshim, one of the posts from Nilchas Mezuzah. He asked a question, he says, why don't we make a nice, he says, there's a Din Hidda Mitzvah, why don't we make nice Mezuzah holders, the Hidda Mitzvah? He says, Meshum chashash kenev esatik. Imagine you've got a gold mezuzah hold on your front door. It's not going to last very long. It seems to be, he only says that the reason why we don't do it is because Meshum chashash kenev esatik. Otherwise, there would be a din of hida mitzvah. But again, that's b'shas kima mitzvah. But in Esrit Pushko, Megillah case, which is only shaloi b'shas kima mitzvah, although we've got a shtikel arayah from this ramayim, it seems very hard to understand.
According to the Das Kedoshim, the internal mezuzah.
Yeah.
Should be gold or silver.
I found a Sefer Hasidim, and I think this is Poshto Pshat. Sefer Hasidim says Azoi, listen to the Loshon. Kabed es Hashem mehoincho. Honor the Rebbeinu Shalom from your wealth. What are the examples? As it's stated in Pasuk, says the Sefer Hasidim, Kuf Chav Tes. Kabed es Hashem mehoincho. Ata koine argus lishme kesef ezov. You buy a big safe to store your jewelry, your pearls inside. Yoyse yeshecho liknes argus. No, you should buy a nice, secure and pretty safe to store your tefillin in. Zeh keli v'anveyu. Hisnoi lefon of b'mitzvahs. Esrig noi, lulav noi, sukha noi, talis noi. Kein tasa l'chol chetz Hashem. He's splitting the two up. The din of zeh keli is certainly a din in chetz shal mitzvah, or an accessory to the chetz shal mitzvah like the shiroim. When it comes to tefillin boxes or something like that, which is only to store, shlo v'shaskim mitzvah, he doesn't learn it from zeh keli. He said, kavet es Hashem ha'incha. You're glorifying and honoring the Rebbeinu Shem by investing and spending money. You're showing the Rebbeinu Shem that my diamonds are not as precious as my tefillin. For my diamonds, I'll take this safe. My tefillin, for my mezuzah, I'm going to take something which is more precious, more pretty. Not that it's a kiyum din of zekeli. It's true in Chavis Yoyeh. Chavis Yoyeh says that your talis bag, your tefillin boxes should be nice. Shegam elu bechlal hisnoi lefon of the mitzvahs. But again, I don't think he means the din of zekeli. Lo imotzinu bechlal zekeli is a din in the accessories and the pushka of the mitzvah. Even the din in even that din of nisuch hamayim, it doesn't say it's medin zekeli. Could be medin kavod es Hashem mehoincho. So yes, certainly there is an Indian to have a nice silver esrog pushka or megillah case. Lechayim not medin zekeli. Lechayim medin kavod es Hashem mehoincho. One thing is klar that I have to cut it short. But one thing is klar is that one of the gedolei olam, I forget who it was. He was a mamish pauper. When it came to his son's bar mitzvah, he bought him a gold watch. His father was completely menutik from Gashmis, completely cut off from Gashmis. You want to buy me a watch as a bar mitzvah present? Why buy me a gold watch? So the bar mitzvah boy came to his father and said, why buy me a gold watch? So his father explained to him, he said, every time you've got a box which holds something inside, it has to be that the pushka, the box, is less valuable than the thing inside. It's there to protect what's inside, right? You wouldn't have a safe which is storing cucumbers because it doesn't add up. A safe would store diamonds. So if I've given you something which has a gold box, a gold casing, it must be that the thing inside, the present inside, is even more valuable than that. What's inside the watch is a time. I'm trying to teach you a lesson. Time is the most precious thing. That's why if I get you a £10 Casio watch, it's not going to prove to you how valuable time is. Or if I spend money on a gold, same thing with an Esrog Pushka. Certainly, there might be a minor, like we've said, having a silver Esrog Pushka. Aber, it has to be with relation. You can't buy a £15 Esrog and a £1,000 Esrog. Something doesn't add up. So Avada, there's a din of kavod es Hashem mehoincho like we've seen on the esrog pushka, but certainly it has to be with relative to the value of the esrog. One other nekuda, just to finish off, if I may, with Chaim Kaufman, Chen Nevocha, one of his mamoim and Pashas Boy, speaks about his barichas, and he says like this. When it says in the Brayis you should have sefer Torah noe, he says v'kosav boy and write the sefer Torah lishmoi. Now lishmoi seems to be inaccurate. If it means the ksiva has to be lishmo, which has to be lishmo, it should say lishmo, not lishmoi. Not only that, the ksiva lishmo is a halacha l'moish misina. It's not within zekeli. So where does kosav boy lishmoi come in this brisa? It says the bin in Shlomo that the kosav boy lishmoi is not the din of ksiva sefer Torah lishmo. That's the din of you have to write lishmo. Ksiva boy lishmoi means that when it says zekeli v'andehu means I will glorify him. The reason why I'm doing it nice is I want to glorify the Rebbeinu Shem, not because I want to glorify myself. Yeah? Meila says, Uchan Gafman, he says, in the olden days, our elder Zaydus, their Esrog didn't look, we wouldn't be seen dead with one of their Esrogin. Yeah? The Shilas they had was full of dots and full of pintlich and blutlich and whatever. The tefillin that we wouldn't use their tefillin. Why? Because they couldn't afford it. They didn't have the mitzvah, the chepetz mitzvah wasn't so beautiful. Or the panimius and the simcha which they had b'shaskim mitzvah was on a mashunadika level. He says, when it comes to us, sometimes we can have a beautiful 500 pound esrog, or the person doesn't appreciate it and took it out. And even worse, he says, what happens if a person does it not lishmoy, but lishay matzmoy. He wants, because everyone should look at his esek and say, psh, oh, this is Rashayna esek. That's the nicest esek I've seen this year. That's what he wants. In Zer Keli Vanveyu, I'm doing it to glorify the Rebbeinu Shem, not to glorify myself. So other being in Shlom, that's the cost of boy lishmoy. Right, the Sefer Torah, lishmoy lishem Hashem, not because I want to have a nice Sefer Torah, everyone should applaud me that I'm the best scribe, I'm the most professional and expert sofer. It has to be cost of boy lishmoy. But I'll go upon him. We've understood a little bit that yes, the Maskana de Milsa got overtime. Maskana de Milsa, perhaps there is a shtickle mako that they should have a nice esrog box. Fashtetzach, number one, has to be with relation to the value of the esrog. And number two, we have to understand it shouldn't be that everyone should applaud us, but rather we're doing it by feyu to be mechabed and be mahada and be mahalal the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Miyotzen, that we should have to be zeicha to all the horrors of the chag. Mizeicha v'shteit in Peleyoyetz. Peleyoyetz shteit mishu sameach v'toyiv leiv. Someone who's besimcha, v'chag ha-kodesh hazeh, the sukkos. Someone who does the mitzvahs v'simcha, the sai mitzvah sukkah, sai mitzvahs achsameach, sai mitzvahs abaminim, muvtuch lo, he's guaranteed, shetala lo, yishonot toivo, v'yiyeh lo'olom sameach.